Life, Death, Prizes by Stephen May. Read by Thomas Judd. Chapter 1. Mum's funeral takes place at the Millennium Cemetery, a pale brick square that stands cringing in the shadow of the Fun Junction on the edge of town. It looks like a little chef. Three council grunts in high-vis jackets stand smoking in the soft, cold rain, nothing to do but watch and wait before they can start filling in some hole. There's a tall, rail-thin man with a face so drooping he could only ever have become an undertaker. And there are great aunts and neighbours and office angels and tight suits and hats and two kinds of faces, the melting ones and the blank ones. There's Dean Hessenthaler, Oscar's dad, huge in his thick, expensive cray-twin overcoat, meaty face grim as he pretends to look at the flowers piled around us. Christ, he's let himself go. There's the Reverend Luke Newell, the vicar, twisting his hands like a nonce. Looks about my age, though he must be older. This must be his biggest gig so far, and he's got the fear bad. Looks like he could piss himself any moment. And there's Oscar, solemn and still, a six-year-old Kennedy in his suit and skinny black tie. He looks cool as, like he's in a band. And every time eyes fall on him, they fill with tears. Damp tissues fly to noses. Oscar turns his gaze on someone and they dissolve. The blank faces become melting faces. The only person who seems immune is Dean. When he first sees Oscar, he murmurs, "All right, kiddo." And when Oscar doesn't say anything back, he just nods like he's got the answer he's expected all along. Oscar doesn't even seem to see him. Red eyes, red noses, sniffles and murmurs. Even from the journalists, even from the police. Pale.